Good evening, Patriots. Yeah, so I just churned some ice cream before this show. Just letting you know. Not that you care, just that it's fantastic, homemade, hand-churned vanilla ice cream. Yeah, just letting you know. I know, you don't really care. It's okay. I'm sure you're not thinking about ice cream through the whole show. Probably won't have any thoughts of beautiful, creamy, unbelievably tasteful, rich, melt in your mouth like perfect butter ice cream that tastes better than anything you can ever buy. I'm sure that won't be distracting at all through the show. On top of a fresh made crisp. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. I'm just talking. Oh my goodness. Everyone's going to be like, Bards, if you don't knock it off, I'm going to have to get a second exercise program during the day. Every time you do your show. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. See, I'm going to start with Acts 3:17-21. I'm going to sleet in tonight. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed to you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his Son, holy prophets long ago. We are living truly in a time of accountability. It's a time that we must all confront and face where we sit in this world in relation to God and our beliefs. And whether people realize it or not, that time is not anything you can slip by. Now, in my interpretation of the historical events, and I've gone over this before, but it's an important point to review, that along the way, somewhere around 2015, when President Trump came down that escalator, there was an awakening that was fueled. It was already there. Pieces of it, people had been trying to speak the truth for many years. John F. Kennedy died because of it. Martin Luther King was assassinated because of it. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated because of it. People were removed from culture step by step to take away the icons, to take away the voices, and to little by little shape the world in the way they wanted us to believe. And so there were the truth tellers, like Bill Cooper, who ended up being shot by U.S. Marshals. There were the people that understood their more true rights, like Ruby Ridge, who were shot by U.S. Marshals and FBI. There were people that tried to break from the culture to proclaim their own rights, and whatever you believe in their beliefs, irrelevant in this issue, because they were trying to break into sovereign status like Waco, and they were burned to the ground with their children. And then there was Finnegan Lavoie, who knew a lot and occupied a land of wildlife sanctuary in eastern Oregon, and was called to a meeting to meet with the sheriff. And all along the way, the FBI set up a roadblock ambush, and he tried to run the ambush. And the FBI filmed it with their drone. They didn't accidentally leak that footage. They sent a message to every patriot out there to remind them that if you dare buck the system, you dare stand up to the system, that they'd gun you down in cold blood, and that's what they had the state police of Oregon do. So the awakening was long in coming. There were many people along the way, many more than I've mentioned, that have died, have been thrown in jail. Some have been buried. If you think we don't have political prisoners, you're wrong. There are people buried in jail that we will never get out, at least until this system is torn down, that have sacrificed their lives because of something they spoke of, said, stood for. People that refuse to pay taxes, whatever that is. And they're buried in the cells somewhere. And whoever they were and whoever they are now different. So we arrive at a point in 2015 when President Trump comes down that escalator and it lights the fire. It's been the embers that have been brewing there. 8 years of the traitor and insurgent Hussein Obama, a Manchurian candidate controlled by the cabal, installed by the CIA, trained by the CIA. And the MI6, his family connected with deep ties back to MI6 and CIA. Certain evidence points to the fact that he may have actually been the shooter that shot the Navy pilot that was shot down in Iraq as a rites of initiation before he came to presidency. And as indications are, he did that under the direction of Brennan. This cabal betrayed us all in the ways that we can't imagine. They've put our men and women and young sons and young daughters into war. And we've seen them return in caskets covered with flags. And we honor those. But in the process of honoring those, they fuel the flames of hatred against another culture that we have nothing against. But we're trained to believe that we do. Because it's their agents all along that are infusing this war of hate between them, humanity. And why do they do that? Because somewhere along the way, they realize that to outrightly kill us was probably some violation in a simple rule of free will. Because free will is God's rule. It's God's way. And if they do it, they're accountable. But if we do it, we're accountable to God. At least that's how they see it. And there may be some truth to that. And so we arrive again at this point of 2015 when the fire is lit. And little by little, we watch this embers grow to flames, grow to a raging fire across this nation as President Trump wakens people and brings rallies. And people standing up and coming from everywhere, standing for hours, and no matter what the weather, to hear a voice of a man who spoke the truth of what needed to happen, who pointed the finger at those that were corrupt, who told us who to believe and who not to believe. Not because we had to be instructed, but pointed the way for us to open our eyes, to drop the scales, to see clearly, and now to return to our faith in God. And in so doing, rekindle the soul of a nation. That man gave everything for nothing. He didn't ask for $1. In fact, as we know, he gave every dollar away. And in so doing, he sacrificed everything of his freedom that he knew because he broke from their ranks. He turned on them. He spoke for us, knowing their secrets. And in those ranks around him were amazing leaders in the military. Leaders that understood what they were up against. Leaders that sacrificed everything with their teams of people to protect that man and to let him finish the job that needed to be done, and he did that. But we own something here, and we have to own it. And I've gone over this story before, but it's so important that we understand this and not walk away from this. And it's so important that we look ourselves in the mirror and realize what we were all part of, whether you did this or not. Now, just bear with me. I'm not pointing the finger, but we all own a piece of what I'm about ready to say. Because we can never, ever let this happen again. He told us who not to trust. He told us the media were liars. He told us the media were manipulators. He told us they would do anything, lie, cheat, steal, to take his office. He warned us. And then the mystery COVID came. And he stayed the course, steady, reasoned. He took action in the latter part of January, as need be, to seal off the borders. The media excoriated him for it. He quietly maneuvered things going forward. The media fanned the flames of hate. Those that are entrapped with the media's narrative, those that like to hear the lies, to believe the lies that they're already told, that can't face themselves in the mirror, rose and got louder, started screaming hatred, more and more hatred. And the media echoed that. They created a small group and made it seem like a massive group. And they created an echo chamber across this beautiful land, this God-given country. And that echo chamber swayed many patriots who fell for the foolish acts. Many patriots that, as it says in Acts 3:17, "And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers." President Trump tried to speak truth. A year ago this month, he had the director of science and technology for DHS there explaining to people that there was nothing to worry about in this ridiculous COVID scare. Sure, initially they all talked of masks, not because they were going to cure anything, but simply to calm the public, to give it a moment while the media was trying to do its frenzy. But the mask thing went away by April. And then President Trump and his team began to talk about the therapies, the things to circumvent pharmaceutical and the pharma power. They introduced the idea of HCQ. DHS talked about various therapies, one including light. And the media made a fool of mockery narratives about this whole thing. And what happened? Patriots didn't voice anything. Patriots sat on the side quietly. Just like when the very followers of Christ were watching him being sacrificed, they said nothing. They sat there and mourned and cried. And nothing happened, but the left got louder. Now, if we're going to be honest about taking this country back, every one of us has to look at that moment and tell ourselves it will never, ever happen again. If we were loud, we have to be louder. If you were quiet, you better be twice as loud as anybody else. And it's up to us, those that see the truth, to make sure this will never happen again. So somewhere between April, about right now, in fact, and about this week, in fact, last year, President Trump made a comment that he had to make the most difficult decision in his life, that many people might die. We all wondered what that would be. And I'm not sure that we will ever know exactly, but we can start to surmise what it may have been, because one thing we do know is that FEMA was activated. And those that are now still there went into Cheyenne Mountain and locked down. That means we are under a state of war for the nation. And they're still locked down in Cheyenne Mountain. But it was President Trump who activated FEMA. And in my interpretation of events, there probably was no choice. I can't tell you I trust FEMA. I can't tell you I don't trust FEMA. But this is what I know, is that at the point in the state they were in, there was no way around. And what I don't believe is that President Trump was duped. I think that's foolish thinking. Because what we do know about this man is that whatever was done intentionally to drive these evil people into a trap. What I do believe is I don't think he ever expected to win the election in 2020. but he knew that the only way forward was to get the patriots awake. He became the bait for the nation. He became the bait for the world. Think about that for a minute. The one man who could actually take the cabal to the edge to awaken them and stir them to such fury that they would do anything to defeat him, including revealing their entire plans. They would do anything to try to kill him. They would do anything to try to destroy his family. Think about the risk that he put his family in. But they were all in. The only way that could happen when we got to that point was that there had to be a provisional government put in place because the cabal was on the move. For some people see that the FEMA is evil. They don't trust them. I don't say you should trust them. However, there is one flag in there you need to pay attention to. It was the director of FEMA that was put in place, a former Marine. Very important. Because that word former doesn't really work with Marines. Because once a Marine, always a Marine. And when you see the picture of him, you'll notice that he still keeps his hair in a high and tight. He's never lost what it is to be a Marine. This is a war of unbelievable deception. It's a war of having to act like having people to run out in the public and take excoriating pain from the public and even the patriots. But doing so to divert the media to such a degree, to diverting the cabal, that the cabal never knows what's going on. President Trump also endorsed the injection, the vaccine. He pushed for Operation Warp Speed. He's taken a lot of blows for that. I'm not for it, but there's two sides of every narrative I give in this in that subject. One is I understand why he did it, and I also understood from the very beginning it was up to us to stand up against what he was saying, because had he said otherwise, he would never have pulled part of the Patriot vote. Hear what I just said. The Patriot vote. So many people in the Patriot side gave in. Spineless, gave in. Only knowing, and he knew that they would only see themselves as free if they accepted and knew that there was an injection coming to save their souls. We are saved by Christ. We are not saved by an injection. And that is where we sit with accountability with God as well. But people's faith was shown. We are witnessing it now where their true faith is. And in the entire fight here, in this entire process, we have cleared the field. There's no way to sit in the middle anymore. You're either for an injection or you're against one. You're either for the medical system we have or you're against it. You're either for COVID or you're against it. Or I should say you either believe in it or you don't. There's no in between. You're either for President Trump or you're against him. All of that by design, because there's only one way to pull the cabal out of this country is to begin by separating it from the true patriots that exist within this nation. And sadly, there's too many people that right up to that cusp, right up to that point of COVID, they were sitting on the president's side, then broke. They knew by this time last year that the public was not going to separate itself from the narrative lock that the media had. They were not going to disbelieve the pandemic fear. They were not going to use their rational thinking. They were not going to be able to think clearly in this whole process. Instead, they were going to walk off the damn cliff and give up this country for a fake virus, unless something was done. Provisional government was activated. And what we saw before us was a fake government running under a acting role of actually having a constitution, which we didn't actually have. They'll tell you we did, but we haven't had one for about 4 years. And it was thanks to a president that was focused on saving the nation, that he was able to play the role of the president and force the country to see how the Constitution was supposed to work, as the cabal did everything it could to undermine it. and in undermining it. It was a lesson for the nation to witness. On July 3rd and July 4th were two critical dates. 4th of July, Mount Rushmore. And he spoke then. He talked about giving us our power back. He talked about it's time, he said, Patriots, it's time to stand up. July 3rd was at Mount Rushmore. July 4th, he continued the speech. It was time to stand. It was time to be loud. It was time to be heard. It was at that point that the time and era in which we lived changed. Up to that point, we were in the Great Awakening. But from July 3rd to November 4th, we transitioned. We transitioned into the Second American Revolution. We transitioned into the age of accountability. Our training wheels had been removed. They knew what was coming. They knew damn well what was coming. They knew very well that they were going to steal that election. In fact, they wanted them to. They needed them to. And the only way to ensure that they would was for President Trump to be the bait. To stand up there and fight for an election which he knew that was completely rigged top to bottom, and to have to tell the people that the election was secure, which he knew it was on one level. He knew that the military had its back. They knew that the military, the portion of that military that was working with him, understood exactly what was going to happen and had all the things in place to track and know exactly where the election was going to be rigged and flipped. But he also knew that the results were going to be disappointing. And he knew that he had to do the one thing, and the reason he has a star in front of the Chinese theater in Hollywood. Why does he have a star there? Because he's a good actor. Why does he have so many Emmys for his show? Because he's a good actor. And he had to do what I would imagine had to be the most difficult thing. He had to play the role of a defeated president, still fanning the flames for the Patriots, having to give the Patriots encouragement for this ridiculous injection because so many were still walking with their head and the backside of their body. So I say it again, we can never let this happen again. Every one of us has to look back on this. And these are the stories we need to tell our children. These are the stories that we need to remind people of, that if we are ever going to make sure this country never gets to hear again, we can never sit there and be the damn sheep that walk off the cliff because the media throws a bit of fear in your way. President Trump did the only thing he possibly could do on January 20th. He stepped off the platform. Took himself out of sight, and he let the cabal that was a global cabal. It isn't just here. This is a global exercise to destroy the United States of America. It is a war that was waged upon us by foreign powers who initiated the equivalent of a Pearl Harbor of a cyber attack, and have waged over the last 4 and 5 years, have waged an unprecedented war against the public. Against we the people to break our will. They have used everything in their arsenal. They have used things like active shooter events with MKUltra candidates and, or MKUltra subjects, and they have used staged events using media. They've killed innocents. They've waged weather warfare. They've used frequency warfare. They have used poisons in the water, poisons in the food. Do you not remember the fentanyl capture that they did in Long Beach, where they captured enough fentanyl to kill the American public 2 times over? The cabal was doing everything it could. They were waging a war against the public. In their idea, they wanted to erase us from the globe. What type of hellish evil are these people? Because that's when I always say they are not human. They may look like human, they may smell like human, they are not human. They have no soul, they are dead. And we can never forget that. And so here we are today. And what is going to be happening going forward is going to define who we are. Things are beginning to move. But to understand the events is important. Everyone's looked to the military. So I want to tell you this, and I want you to hear this very closely. We have a role to play in this, and we always have, because this is the country, this is our country, and we have to stand for the Constitution. At some point, the only way we're going to fix this is have the military properly intercede. But do not wish for that day. Fight like hell until you get there. One, what's being asked when you do that of a military, of a soldier, is worse than I can tell you. Because the oath, even though it says to protect and defend of enemies foreign and domestic, the last thing a soldier wants to do is have to fight on his domestic soil, American against American. But now I'm going to tell you a little darker side to this. And I want you to hear this. For those that still wonder where the military is, why aren't they out here doing their job? There's going to come a point when the military will have to intercede, but you don't want them to have to intercede with such an extreme amount where all that is left, because America's gone to sleep, that they have to send in their 300. Because when that we get to that point, there is no mercy. There is only one thing. Exterminate the evil at any cost. Now that same may sound good to you, but I want you to think about something. Let's say your daughter was out protesting with Antifa. She won't make it home that night. Let's say your son was out hanging out with Black Lives Matter. He won't make it home that night. The consequences of pushing a military to that sense is they will do their job. They will do it efficiently. They will do it ruthlessly at a level you have never imagined. If you wonder why American military is so respected around the world, it is when they go into war mode, they do not stop. People like to pretend this is a good idea. It is not, because it means that we, the people, have failed. We, the people, have failed. Right now, we continue to have an important part in this conflict. And our important part of this conflict is to continue to stand up against this evil, educate people, and make them awake as much as possible. There will come a time when they have to intercede. But we have to prep the battle space, and we have to continue to fight even when we're here and they're on the ground. There's a point when this is going to have to hit, that it won't look like what you think. You may not even know that they're here, but there's going to come a point that they have to reset the game. And so here we are. The game has become extreme. We are at a point when the financial systems are about ready to implode. And every one of us is going to witness a country that feels like it's about ready to die. We're going to feel the panic if you let it. You're going to feel the fear if you let it in. Only thing that will hold it together is the faith in God. There was probably a moment some time back, there was time when I believe that the military would have never had to intercede. I do believe that. But I think we're long past that now. Because the people have not woken up sufficiently to stop what we're seeing. They're waking up, but it's slow. And the cabal is still on the move. And this is much bigger than anybody can imagine. This is way beyond our borders. And ultimately, we're going to have to confront a moment, all of us, where we have to decide whether we want to continue as a nation or not. And it's at that moment. It's at that moment that prayers are the most important. And that moment is now. Because it is through the prayer, it is through our relationship with God, it is through that power that we put onto the ground of truth, it is that persistence push in the event of the events of every day to stand boldly, to not accept this tyranny, to show people by example what it is. That is the works in faith. And the most powerful tool that we have right now is to break down those barriers of fear by us being the leads in graciously giving and treating our neighbors with the power that God gives us. To fearlessly walk into these places, but not to condemn. We already know the choices they make. Now we have to try to reach out to save. And the only way we're going to do that is for us to be bigger than the problem that was created. We have to be God's children in this fight. And our prayers have to be up for those in uniform that ultimately are going to have to help make this thing come to an end. We don't get a chance anymore to outsource our freedom to a few men and women in uniform. This fight is everybody's fight, and we have an essential role in this fight, and that essential role is to wake up. Our essential role is to wake others up. It is an essential role to be part of the active process of taking this country back. That means personal accountability. That means being active in choosing what you buy and what you don't buy. It means being active in making sure that you are trying to break away from the dependence on the corporate food chain. It means getting God back into your home. It's being helping people trying to get their children out of the cabal schools and programming systems. It means working together to build your community and prepare. It should have been being done all along, but there is no other time to waste. This is now. Because in the end, it isn't going to be the military that fixes it all. They're just going to have to come in to take out the cancer. Who is going to fix it is us. And the only way it will be fixed properly is if you have God and Christ in your heart. Because if you don't have that, we will be right back where we were in months. This fight ultimately is bigger than all of us. This fight is biblical in nature. It is worldwide. There is no other time that we can think of that every single person across this globe is being impacted by the same warfare at the same time. This isn't just about us here in the United States. It's about every single patriot that's joined across this world. But we are the center point. We are the ones that if they can take us out, the whole world falls. But if we rise, and if we rise as we are showing, we use our focus, we use our love of God, we use our strength in being truly Christian soldiers in this time, not only do we elevate this country to safety and to the preservation of our freedoms and our Constitution and our God-given rights, but we light the torch that lights the fire in every single person across this world, and the cabal is taken down once and for all. We must sow bountifully so that we can reap bountifully. And this is a time now to do exactly opposite of what the cabal wants us to do. And here is where we close. In all the reflection of what has happened, the one consistent theme the cabal has tried to do is to try to provoke everybody to violence. They want us worshiping violence. They want us worshiping violence against each other. They are the world of inversion, and they are using every method in their book to try to do that. Why do you think that they were so willfully sending forests on fire in the Northwest and forests on fire in California? Why do they wage weather warfare? Why do they try to destroy children in schools? active shooter events or pollute their minds? Why are they so willful in trying to push drugs on the streets? Because they want to break the will. They want to create hate and division. This injection is one of the best because they've tried to divide us because of those that comply with their this idea of being saved by some artificial junk going in their body to modify their DNA versus those that stand holy with God. But there's where we have to rise. We have to extend the hand of grace, and we have to be the givers, the cheerful giver that God wants us to be. And that's not easy. But if we embrace that path and we work to extend that hand, to let God do his work from one to another as we extend our hand of gifting, of helping one another, of treating your neighbor as you would want to be treated, not as your neighbor treats you, but as you would want to be treated. It is there that we are doing God's work. We are God's army on the ground, and that is how we fight. Because it's more powerful than anything we can conceive of. Because it's how God moves across this world. God doesn't ride on the back of a bullet, but he will ride on the back of a loaf of bread. Remember that. The things on the bigger scale that are happening, whether it's the new economy, whether it's the military interceding, whether it's arrest, whatever that is nothing that we have any part of or anything that we can do with. When it happens, how it happens, is not even in our domain. The one thing that we can control, the one thing that we are committed to doing, if you're walking a path with Christ, is to take your faith and make sure in the faith and your relationship with Christ that you now expand that out through the works of faith to bring his love into people's lives. And as we do that, every time you do that, it's like cutting a tendon on the back of the leg of the cabal. And little by little, all those acts become the stone that David threw to topple the giant. And it's then at that point when the giant falls that we pull the giant's sword and cut off its head. And let the birds and beasts feed on what's left of its body. That's the only way the cabal can end. And it's the focus that we have to have in everything that we do, that through God's grace, through God's laws, that we will see that giant topple and humanity be freed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you always for the blessings of being able to come together. We pray for an honest reflection in our hearts as we reflect back on this last year and the many events that have taken us through twisted places and times to sadly give up our God-given rights to tyrants for the sake of fear. We pray for those that are still locked in that matrix of fearfulness, that truly believe that somehow giving an injection will give them salvation. We pray for their souls. We pray for the power of Christ in our heart to stand boldly, to never bow, to never bend, to never give in to evil. We pray for the strength to give voice to the many who have no voice, the children that suffer each day because we don't speak loud enough and we don't do enough. We pray for that time to be a warrior in your light, to lead with the grace and the love and the weapons of prayer that you give us so well, that we can now press into this fight to show the world a different way, and in so doing, ripped the floor out from underneath the cabal. Let us be David's. Let us topple the giant. And in the end, let us use his sword to separate his head from his body and let him be devoured by the beasts and the birds so that we are set free. We are deeply humbled by the sacrifice made for our freedom and our souls. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. It's the fire that must be awakened within each and every one of us. A fire that must never go out. A flame that must burn eternal. That we must never, ever forget what has happened, and we must never, ever allow it to happen again. And what that ultimately means is each and every one of us, in one capacity or another, must now assume a leadership role in this nation. Whatever role you choose to take, it is a leadership role that this nation will need, and it is being demanded of us. God is placing it before us to stand up as his children, to lead with Christ in your heart, and to reset this nation with the foundation of "In God We Trust" as we return the power back to the people. Every one of you, every one of us can lead. The way it begins is to trust in God, to share your vision with God. A vision that must embrace the holiness of Christ himself. And then trust that God will help you, will guide you on that path to bring and expand his kingdom. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never give in. Never relent. Prayer. Focus. Prayer. Discipline. Conviction. It has to be within you. That fire has to burn in your heart. What's at stake is not a walk in the park. It's not just an injection. What's at stake is the freedom of humanity. And each and every one of us that has Christ in our heart is the vanguard of this fight. Let the Holy Spirit rise up. And in so doing, let us crush this darkness. And never let it rise again. So I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. 8 a.m. Eastern. Remember, God will never forsake us. He will never leave us. And in the end, God will always win. We simply have to have true faith in him. Have a very blessed night. Until the morning or until the next time. God bless. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. Together flawlessly. sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.